Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Tes. We left off on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion of the Machlokes Tanaim about the order that the Kohen Gadol places the dam on the four Kronos HaMizbeach of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. What order does he go? So we had that according to Rabbi Akiva, he starts with the Keren Mizrachis Dromis. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he starts with Mizrachis Tzvonis. He starts on the northern side. So the first suggestion of what they're arguing about was whether Kol Pino Shatapon Lo Yuel Derechimin or not. Do they both agree to that principle that you have to always turn toward the right? Rabbi Yosef really says you have to turn toward the right, and it's not the machlokes about where they start from is not about this. Machlokes where they start from is about where they're coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the machlok is about where they go from there. That Rabbi Yosef really holds that you go from the northeast to the northwest and go around that way. So that's because he holds Kolpino Shatzpon Lo Yuel Derech Min. They always have to turn toward the right. And maybe Rabbi Akiva rejects that. Then we had a second suggestion that no, everyone agrees that generally Kolpino Shatzpon Lo Yuel Derech Min, that's by the Mizbeach Achitzo. That's when you're dealing with the Adam Mizbeach. The question is, do we learn Pnim Michutz? Do we say the same thing is going to apply on the inside Mizbeach? So our daf is going to begin by having two other suggestions as to what this machlokas is really about in terms of the order that he would go around the Mizbeach. The Gemara is then going to discuss which corner he placed the blood on Lamata Lamala and which corners he placed on Lamala Lamata, meaning certain corners he may have placed the blood in an upward motion, other corners in a downward motion. We're going to have a machlokas about which corners he did each of them and what the Svara might be for changing it up, in terms of the motion that he places the blood. Then the Mishnah had said that he does sprinkling of the blood al tiharo shel mizbeach, but it never defined what that term means, tiharo shel mizbeach. So we're going to define what tiharo shel mizbeach means, and we're also going to discuss exactly where on the mizbeach he does the sprinkling. And then the Mishnah went on to talk about the pouring out the shirayim, the leftover blood in the holes in the yesod mizbeach. So we're going to discuss which hole they poured out the blood in, even though our Mishnah had an idea. There are going to be other shitas as well in terms of which hole they poured out the blood in. And then the last discussion on the daf is going to be about how the Mishnah said that the blood would all go out l'nachal kidron and they would sell it to use as fertilizer in fields. So we're going to discuss the notion of mi'ila when it comes to this blood, whether there's mi'ila on blood on a daraisa level, on a derabanan level, what the various drashos might be. So we left off, I think we finished the daf yesterday, so we left off with that second explanation of the machlokas, where we thought that the reason that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that you have to go around the Mizbeach and toward the right is because Yalfinan Pnim Michutz, and the reason Rabbi Akiva says that you don't have to go that way is because Lo Yalfinan Pnim Michutz. The Gemara had said, okay, granted, he doesn't want to learn Pnim Michutz, but what's so bad about going around the right side? Why does Rabbi Akiva dafka say to go around the left side? So he said, because really, due to Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, you really should have gone to the southwestern corner first, not to the southeastern corner first, because Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos will tell you that the first Keren that you encounter is where the blood should be placed, and he's coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he's coming from the west. So the southwestern corner is the corner that he's going to hit before he gets all the way to the southeastern corner. Elamai, we have a pasuk that tells us that he's supposed to go beyond Viyatza Elam Mizbeach. Yesterday I was saying Viyetze. Someone emailed me last night with the Nekudos. Viyatza, it's Viyatza. Someone was obviously Balkare. Viyatza Elam Mizbeach. That it says that he has to go beyond the Mizbeach before he does the first Matan Dam. So you have to bypass what really should have been the first corner. But since you had bypassed that corner, that's where Rabbi Akiva says go back to that corner. The Torah requires us to violate Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, so we go back in order to satisfy the Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Well, Right, well, that would be Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Then Rabbi Yossi HaGlili could have two reasons why you would then go to the northeast, meaning, but he doesn't need this reason because he has Kol Pinei Shehatzpana Lo Yo'el Derech Yamin. Question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no Kol Pinei Shehatzpana Lo Yo'el Derech Yamin because you're going to the left. Why would you go to the left? So you go to the left because you bypass that one. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili doesn't have to come on to say that because he's going toward the right. Anyway, so there is a lot of discussion in the Achronim about this idea of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. To what extent do we say Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos? For instance, Rashi writes that if in Masechet Sukkah Daf Chafei, that if there's one mitzvah that's greater than the other one, and you first encounter the smaller mitzvah, so you don't you should be mekayim even the smaller mitzvah before the greater mitzvah. So the Bir Alacha raises a suffix if you're Mavar al Mitzvos in order to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Gedol Biyosa. The Bir Alacha in Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alacha raises that suffix whether we would say that. This is a well-known machlokas from the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. The Radvaz discusses a case of a person who was Chavish Bebeis HaAsurim. The Radvaz and Chelek Dal Simen Yud Gimel, he was in jail and they only give him Rashus to go out one day out of the year. What day should he choose? Should he do the next day and try to daven with a minion and do whatever he can the next day because that's his first opportunity, or should he wait till Yom Kippur, wait till like the most important day? So do we say Mavirin al mitzvahs do right away, or do we say no, pick the bigger mitzvah? So the Radvaz says that he should go right away, and the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva in Simen Kuf Vav says that the second mitzvah is a greater mitzvah. So Yavir al mitzvah Rishonah in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Shniyah in order to be Mekayim, the greater of the two mitzvahs. Let's say if a person could hear Kriyas Megillah either at night or by day. So, but he can't do both. So the Kriyas Megillah at night is only Dirabbanan. Kriyas Megillah by day is Midivrei Kabbalah. It's a greater mitzvah. So what do you do? Do you choose to take the first opportunity or do you take the greater opportunity? That's a major discussion in the Achronim. There's also a discussion in the Achronim. If a person has two mitzvahs, one and one of them is more tadir than the other, but he's pogea in the mitzvah of that's less tadir first. So do we? Which one wins? Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos or Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodem. So that's also a Machlokas HaPoskim. The Rama and the Taz and Arachayim Sim Tafresh Pei Dalit discuss this in regards to someone who started to read on Chanukah from the Sefer Torah of Chanukah before the Sefer Torah of Rosh Chodesh. Do you have to stop in order to switch it around? So some bring a raya from Tosos that Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos is Docha, the Din of Tadir. From Tosfos earlier in our Masechet on Daf Lamed Gimel, so that's also a question of preference in terms of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. There's also a discussion the Bir Alacha in Siman Tafresh Samach Tes when there's a Tircha de Tzibura. Bir Alacha says it's not Shaykh Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos because you don't want the Tzibur to have to wait so that you could fulfill your Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. He quotes the Bir Alacha quotes that in the name of the Chabad Moshe by Kriyas HaTorah and Simchas Torah when you only have two Sifrei Torah. The Rama says you read the first one. The second one, Bereishis, and then V'chozim V'lochem Arishona L'inyano Shel Yom. So the Bir Alacha says it's only if it's already niglal to the place where it has to be, so that the tzibur is not going to have to wait. But otherwise, better to roll the Sefer Torah that's already there, and not to be mavir ala mitzvos and to take the first one. So that's the further discussion. There's a lot to talk about with Ein Ma'avirin ala mitzvos. Not for now, maybe Tuesday night or something. But anyway, says the Gemara further. V'iba yiseima, a third possibility of what they're arguing about. If the Kohen Gadol would actually walk around this small Mizbeach by foot, then everyone would agree that he would have to go toward the right, then there would be no machlokas. What are they arguing about? Marsavar kafa biyad, marsavar kafa bregel. They're arguing, does he go around the mizbeach by foot, or does he just reach around with his hand? It's a very tiny mizbeach. He could stand in one spot and reach around with his hand. So maybe this rule of kol pinei shehatzpana lo yo'el al derech yamin is only when you are walking. But if you're not walking and you're just reaching with your hand, maybe there's no such svara of kol pinei shehatzpana. Says Marvi Bayaseima, fourth possibility, to kuliyam kafa biyad. side. Everyone might agree that he just reaches with his hand. And that's Gufa the Machlokas. The Machlokas is not whether he goes by hand or foot. He definitely only moves around with his hand. The question is, the Machlokas is whether we would still apply Kol Pino Shatapona when he's just reaching around with his hand, or is that something that's only for feet? The Savar Rabbi Yosi Aglili Akafa Biyad, wait a second, can we say this fourth possibility that everybody holds, even Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, that he does not walk around the Mizbeach, he just reaches around the Mizbeach? Vami Duktani Seifa, but the Seifa goes on to say, Rabbi Eliezer Amar B'Makomo Haya Omeid U'Mechate Mechal D'Tanakama Lo Svirulei, that Rabbi Eliezer says he stands in one place and reaches around, but that implies that the Tanakama holds that he actually walks around. So don't tell me that everybody agrees he stands in one place and just reaches around with his hand, that even Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees to that. It can't be. We know that the Tanakama says that this is that he would actually walk around. It's a machlokas tanoim, whether he'd walk around or reach around. So you have to say, like we said originally, Mar Savar Hakafa Biyad, Umar Savar Hakafa Beregel, that they are arguing about whether it's Hakafa Biyad or Hakafa Beregel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds he would walk around the Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva holds he would reach around the Mizbeach. And the Girsos with the Groz, Ubahaka Miflagi. And this is what they're arguing about. Mar Savar Savav de Mizbeach, Nimi Kisav de Mizbeach Achitzon. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that just like you always go toward the right on the Mizbeach Achitzon, you would do the same by the Mizbeach Apnimi. Umar Savar Kuli Mizbeach Pnimi, B'makam Chada Keren de Mizbeach Chitzon Kai, that the whole Mizbeach Pnimi is like one corner of the Mizbeach Achitzon. It's so tiny. So you don't walk around at all. You just reach around with your hand, and therefore you don't have to go at all toward the right. You can go whichever direction one chooses to go. So it turns out the Maskanas HaGemara that only by Hakafa Beregel during Avodar we ponuli yamin, but there's no chiv to be ponuli yamin when it's any other sort of movement that's only done with the hand. But it's only when you're walking that we would say that to be the case, at least by Avoda. Chassam Sofer as a tshuva says, what about by other things? Chassam Sofer in a tshuva Narachayim Kuf Pei Zayin says, what about by Ner Chanukah? What about by Nanuim of the Lulav? Would we say Kol Pino Shatapon? You're not walking, you're just moving your hands around. Is the idea that when you're moving your hands around, we don't say Kol Pino Shatapona, is that a din only in Avoda, or is that a din in anything that simply Kol Pino Shatapona is only applies to feet, that it doesn't apply to hands? So the Chassam Sofer is done on that issue, because in Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim seem to assume that by Ner Chanukah we do apply Kol Pino Shatapona, even though presumably one is not moving his feet. We're assuming he's lighting a normal size menorah, not like a big a menorah, like a Chabad menorah or something in the park or something, where you have to actually walk to light all the candles. So we assume that you're not moving your feet, and still they use that principle, which seems to be against the Gemara. So the Svara might be that this Gemara, the idea of this Gemara, that when you're only moving your hands, there's no din of Kol Pino Shatapona, maybe that's only in Dine Avoda, but maybe outside of Avoda, we would apply Kol Pino Shatapona. Maybe. Okay, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Shnei Kohanim Gadol Min Ishtairu B'migdash Rishon is our girsa. The Gra takes out that girsa. There were two Kohanim Gedolim that survived from the days of the Beis Hamikdash that were able to report how they did it, how they did the Matan Dam. Zelmer B'yadei Kafti, Zelmer B'ragli Kafti. Problem is, there was they had conflicting reports. One guy said, "Yeah, I walked around." The other one said, "No, I just reached around with my arm." Zednosin Tam L'Dvar, Zednosin Tam L'Dvar. They each had a good svara. Zednosin Tam L'Dvar, Savad Mizbech Pnimi, Kesavad Mizbech Achitzon. The one that said that he walked around said, well, just like by the Mizbech Achitzon, you walk around, by the Mizbech Pnimi, you also walk around. Vizenosin Tam L'Dvar, Kule Mizbech Pnimi, Makom Chadar Karen, Dechitzon Kai. And the other one said, yeah, the Mizbech Achitzon, you have no choice but to walk around. It's 32 amos by 32 amos, it's very large. The Mizbech Pnimi is tiny, so you can just reach around, and therefore there's no need to walk around. So Tos Yishanim on the side of the page over here says, Kashali, Dab Parak Bez the Tamura. If you look in the second parak of Tamura, Amrinan, Kimi Yemos Moshe, Vachemes Yosef Ben Yoazer, Lo Haisa Machlokas Bi Israel. That there was never a Machlokas in Klal Yisrael from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Yosef Ben Yoazer died. Vahadi Fligu Besmicha Besof Shnia de Batzaliba, Viluhachamashma de Fliguba, Mimikdash Rishon, Yaakov Biyad Obereg. Now Yosef ben Yoazer died after Mikdash Rishon, and yet over here in our Girsa of the Gemara, there were Kohanim Gedolim from the days of Mikdash Rishon that were arguing, they had a machlokas, whether a kaf is biyad or a kaf is beregel. Meaning, if machlokas only began in Klal Yisrael at a later date in history, how can we have a machlokas that's a remnant all the way from the days of the first Beis HaMikdash? That's the kasha all the Rishonim asked. So Rishonim, the Ritva, they all ask this this kasha. Now, according to the Girsa of the Gra, not a kasha at all. The Gra takes out the word Rishon, right? In Os Gimel and the Hagolas HaGra on the side of the page, he takes out the word Rishon, that these people were not a remnant from the first Beis HaMikdash. From the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no machlokas. They were only around still from the second Beis HaMikdash. So that's why would not be a kasha, but this Gemara in Tzmura is a kasha according to our gear. So now, if you look weiter in that Gemara in Tzmura, the Gemara says that we find Yosef ben Yozer was involved in machlokas by smicha of karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara over there says that that was besof by his sheni when Yosef ben Yozer was already zaken v'chalash and it was ready nishtacha alocha mimenu. But when he was in his full vigor, when he was still strong, so then there was no such machlokas. So the Tos Yishanim suggests that maybe these Kohanim Gedolim weren't cholik. It was both MS. Each one said what their minog was. Meaning, it's not that each one said you're not allowed to do the other way. They were just saying, I did this way, I did this way. They're both kasher. Every elu, they're all good. You had options of how you wanted to choose to do the avod. And each one gave a svara of why they chose to do it the way that they did it. But that doesn't count as a machlokas. Machlokas would mean that I hold your way is wrong and my way is right. So that's one answer that Tosfos Shanim gives. Another answer Tosfos Shanim gives is that they were not Bal the minion. They were never Bal the minion. What does it mean there was no machlokas? People must have disagreed. Yeah, they disagreed until they had a meeting and they got together and they took a vote and it was all decided and that was the end of it. And then then there was no machlokas anymore. So it could be that this machlokas was never Bal the minion. So that doesn't count as a machlokas. Sharman Tzion Baal Lacha says this is similar to what the Beis Yosef writes in Chosh Mishpat Simin Yud. Beis Yosef writes that the rule that we go basar rov in terms of psak halacha is achrei rab nahatos is only if the rov discussed it with the miut. It's only if they had the conversation. But if the rov and the miut never got to have the conversation, they didn't get to hear each other's sides. So that's the equivalent of the bal minyan. Then you wouldn't paskin like the rov. It's only once that conversation happens that you would say psak halacha. So that's what bal minyan was. They'd be able to have that conversation and they would come to a final decision. That idea of the rov and the miut came up in the smicha controversy 500 years ago, when they reinstituted the smicha. The Rabbanim in Tzfat reinstituted the smicha based on the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos in Sanhedrin. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos has a gevaldik akasha. He says, in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to need smicha to make the decisions necessary to be most of the Kedusha on the Yerva, Azaros, etc. We're going to require smicha to do everything we're going to need to do. But you can only give smicha ishmi piyush for Moshe Rabbeinu when we don't have anyone left. And Tchias HaMesim only comes later. So what are we going to do? So the Rambam says, it must be that there's some other way to reinstitute smicha. What's the other way to reinstitute smicha? If kol chachmei Yisrael get together and they all decide to give somebody smicha, so then such a person has smicha. So about 500 years ago, all the Rabbanim and Tzfat got together and they said, we're kol chachmei Yisrael, so we're giving smicha. So several very great people whose names you know had smicha, had this smicha. The Beis Yosef had this smicha. The Alshech had this smicha. So they continued this smicha. Now the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim got all upset. You never consulted us about the smicha. What do you give it? Kol chachmei Yisrael. What about us? So they said, the Rabbanim Tzfat said Rubam Kikulam. The Rov of the Rabbanim are in Tzfat. So the Rabbanim Yerushalayim tied it back. What do you mean? Rubam Kikulam. We only go achrei rab nahatos if we had a conversation first. But you're not having a conversation with us. So the Rabbanim Tzfat said, okay, now we just had the conversation. We still vote like we vote. But the Rabbanim Yerushalayim tied it. No, that's too late. You have to have the conversation before you make the psak halacha. I guess that was part of this idea that the conversation at least has to happen. Okay, so we're at the two dots. Rabbi Lazar Omer b'mekom yomin u'mechate. Rabbi Lazar says he would stand in one place and apply the blood. Masnisin mani Rabbi Yehudahi. Our Mishnah seems to assume like Rabbi Yehuda. D'tanya, because we have a brisa that has the following machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir understands Rabbi Lazar's opinion as follows. That Rabbi Lazar Omer b'mekom u'mechate val kulano yinosi mimala lamata chutz me'osu shaba alachson shenosi mimata lamala. That on all the other matnos dam, the one that's closest to him and the two that are next in line, he would apply the blood from up going down. But the one that was furthest away from him, diagonally across from where he was standing, he would go mimata lamali. He would draw the blood from lower down to higher up. That's how he would work. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. That Rabbi Lazar Omer b'mekomo Omer mechate, that he would stay val kulanu nosin mi mata lamala chutz mizu shayso the fun of mamish. That on all the other three, except for the one that was right in front of him, he would apply the blood going from down up in an upward motion. Except the one that was in front of him, mamish nosin mi mala lamata. He would do from up to down kiyichdol nitfas and mane in order that he shouldn't mess up his clothing, because if he would do from a downward to upward motion in front of him, so it would likely get all over his clothing, and we don't want him to mess up his clothing. The Rambam L'chora has a stir over here in his Pesach Halacha. The Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Lazar, that in all three corners he does mimata l'mala, except for the one that was l'fun of mamish, we would go l'mala l'mata in order that he shouldn't ruin his clothing. And yet the Rambam Paskins, like the Tana Kama in the Mishnah, that there was hakafa beregel, that when he would walk around the Mizbeach, he wouldn't reach around, he would walk around the Mizbeach. Now, according to the Tana Kama, where he's walking around, there should be no reason to be mechalik between one corner and the next corner. Every corner is lefan of mamish, is the one right in front of him. The only reason to be mechalik between the different corners is that he's at a different angle with the one in front of him, the one that's across from him, so it's more difficult to keep his clothing clean in front of him if he goes in a certain motion. So, l'chora, it's a stira in the Rambam. So, the Kesef Mishnah in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Parak Dalet, Halacha Beis, quotes from Tshuvas HaRashba and uses it to explain the Rambam that Rabbi Yehuda is really the Kulei Alma, that he, both according to the Tanna Kamma and according to Rabbi Lazar, he's only coming to be La'afuke Rabbi Meir in the Braisa, meaning that the Rambam holds that even according to the Tanna Kamma, that you go around by foot, nevertheless, you wouldn't actually put it Lefanav. It would only be the Lefanav Mamash would only be on one of the corners. On the other corners, you wouldn't stop directly in front of the corner and apply the blood. It would still be done a little bit by Lachsan. You just shuffle your feet a little bit to move around a little bit, but it was still done at a little bit of a distance. A little bit dachuk to understand why that would be the case. Why would you dafka do it in that way? Lecha Mishnah has a different approach. The Lecha Mishnah, Maisar Karbanos, says that the Rambam never says that he would actually walk around the Mizbeach. He says, Vuhu misavev v'holich. He doesn't say that it was dafka done beregel. Maybe that doesn't mean that he was makif beregel. Maybe it means that he would just reach around. And that's why he has to paskin in this machlokas about doing the applications of the dam differently in each of the corners. Now it's an interesting idea. This idea is not to mess up his clothing. That's something that we're very worried about, that we shouldn't mess up his clothing. Does this apply to other mitzvahs as well? That we don't want a person to mess up his clothing while doing a mitzvah? There is a shaila Rav Zilberstein has in Chashukei Chemed about a person who Rachman al-Islan has Parkinson's disease, and he wants to know when he makes kiddush, should he hold the kos? He says, on the one hand, you're supposed to hold the kos. Shuas Esa v'Shem Hashem Ekra. Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Pei Gimel Siv Dali by Koshal Bracha, you're supposed to hold the kos. And therefore he would want to do that. On the other hand, if he holds the kos, he's going to mess up his clothing. It's going to spill all over the place. It says B'Yoma Shvi Shabbos Shabbason Mikra Kodesh and Tosas Maseches Krisus writes V'Karu Mikra Kodesh B'Ksus Nikia. How do we do Mikra Kodesh and Shabbos? By having clean clothing. And the Baal Turim says Mikra Kodesh is B'Gematria B'Machol B'Ksus Nikia. That's how we honor Shabbos. Mikra Kodesh with good food and Ksus Nikia. So what should he do? Is it more important to hold the kos or more important to keep the Ksus Nikia? So he says the closest parallel we have is the Avoda, the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim, that our Gemara says that we want him to keep his clothing clean. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is Kol Kulana Yinosin Mimata L'Mala. Sounds like the Chacham were Kaveya Echova to Dafka put on the other corners Mimata L'Mala. Why would that be the case? Meaning, I understand the closest corner you want to do it in a way that it doesn't mess up his clothing. The other corners, what difference does it make? So the Chazon Ish writes in Siman Kuf Chavav in Maseches Yuma, in the section of Maseches Yuma, that it could be the Chum Rekovei Achova to do whatever is best for him. Lasos Masha Noach Lo Shezu Kavod Avoda Shlotas B'Shino El B'Derech HaNoach, that the Kavod of the Avoda is to do it in a comfortable way. If he does it in a way that's uncomfortable, that's not Kavod of the Avoda. So what it turns out is that not messing up his clothing is docha halacha. It's not just that you could go either way, so you might as well not mess up your clothing. According to the way the Chazon Ish understands, there's a din that you have to do it in the way that's easiest. Elamai, when it comes to the corner that's closest to you, the way that's easiest is gonna mess up your clothing. Not messing up your clothing is gonna be docha the halacha. They have to do it in the way that's easiest. Now the Nikayon, the big Bigdei Kuna is learned from the pasuk Lekavarul Tuferes. So the Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Bigdei Kuna mitzvasan shu chadashim noyim ushloshim kederach Bigdei Agadolim shnema Lekavarul Tuferes. So that's why we have to keep them very clean. So maybe by Bigdei Shabbos also we should do that way. We should be knowing this way, put down the kos on the table bisman kiddush in order that he shouldn't ruin the Mekroi Kodesh for Ksus Nikia. So Rav Zilberstein says maybe there are two chilukim one can draw between the Bigdei Kuna and the Bigdei Shabbos. First of all, the Rambam, the 8th parak of Klei HaMikdash writes, called Begin Me Bigdei Kuna Shnasut Soin. What happens if the Bigdei Kuna got dirty? They would start making wicks out of them and you just get new begadim. So they wouldn't clean them. So maybe that's the difference. Maybe we're not as nervous about getting Bigdei Shabbos dirty because you can always clean Bigdei Shabbos after Shabbos. Bigdei Kuna get dirty, they're done. They're finished. Another chiluk is that when you magbia the kos b'shas kiddush, that's a dina de gemara. That's a halacha based on the gemara, the Rambam paskins in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos. So maybe therefore it's more of a critical thing to do it that way than just the noach, making it easier to apply the blood in a certain way. So maybe that was more critical. So he says that he asked his brother-in-law, he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky what he thought about this, and Rav Chaim said that which it says he have to do mimala lamata in order that he doesn't ruin his clothing is a svara, that the Torah would not be mitzaveh to put dam in a way that you're going to get all messed up, that you're going to mess up all your clothing. It's only a svara, and who didn't be bigdei Shabbos, the same thing applies. Plus, he says if his hand shakes and it pours out the wine, so what's he accomplishing? The whole point is kos yeshua sessa. Is that kos yeshua sessa? That's not a kosher bracha. If the guy's hand is shaking, he can't even hold a cup of wine. That's a kosher piranus. So he says definitely much better to leave it on the shulchan, and that you are yotze kiddush with the yayin in front of you on the shulchan. So he thought in that case it's definitely much better. It would be like we say over here, better not to mess up the clothing, the Shabbos clothing. Okay. He's a Mimenuel Tiharo Shel Mizbeach. We then sprinkle the dam on the Tiharo Shel Mizbeach. My Tiharo. What is that? Which part of the Mizbeach is that? Some Rabbi Rav Shila Palgi the Mizbeach. Rabbi Rav Shila says it's the halfway point of the Mizbeach. Kedam Rienshi Tihar Tihar Avavi Palgi Diyoma. That meaning the height, along the height of the Mizbeach, it's the halfway up the height of the Mizbeach. And that's why people say Tihar Tihar Avavi Palgi Diyoma. That at midday, the sun is right in the middle. It's right in the middle of the sky. Meisveh, so the Gemara says, really, that's what it means? You sprinkle the dam along the height of the Mizbech? But it says that when you do the sprinkling of the dam, you have to move the coals out of the way. The coals aren't along the height of the Mizbech, the coals are on the top of the Mizbech, they're on the top surface of the Mizbech. They're not on the side of the Mizbech, halfway up the height, that they wouldn't, it would defy the laws of gravity if they were. So how could it be that Tiharo Shel Mizbech means on the along the side of the Mizbech? Elam Rabbi Rav Shila al Guluya de Mizbech. No, Tiharo Shel Mizbech means on the top surface, the exposed top surface of the Mizbech. Kiddushiv, okay, etzem hashamayim letohar. Tanya, that it means a clear sky, something that's exposed and clear. Tanya, Chananya Omer b'tzad tzvoni yunosin, Rabbi Yosef b'tzad dromi yunosin. Good. Now that we know that Tiharo Shel Mizbech means the top surface of the Mizbech, where on the top surface of the Mizbech would they put it? So this is a machlokas. Chananya says on the northern side. Rabbi Yosef says on the southern side of the top surface of the Mizbech. B'maykam efli, what's the nekudas machlokas over here? So it depends which way the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Remember, we had the Machlokas Rabbi Yosef Glida and Rabbi Akiva, the order that he would go around the Mizbeach, applying the Dam. Where does he end up? Wherever he ends up last, that's where he does the sprinkling of the Dam. Wherever he ends up last with the Matan Dam. So the Kuli Almamiya, Hecha de Gamran Matnos de Kronos, Hasam Yaval Gago. Everyone agrees, though, that whichever is the last corner that he applies the dam, that's the side that he puts that he does the sprinkling of the dam on. My taima, why dafka there should he do the sprinkling? Amakrav tiaro v'kitcho makom shekitcho sham tiaro, that in the same place that he was mekadesh the mizbech with the matan dam, with the so to that same place he should be it should be the tiaro. That's where he should do the hazaos of the dam al tiaro shel mizbech. So that's the that's how we know that he should do the hazaos of dam right on the spot where he happens to be. So the Achronim raised the kasha. Anyway, we should know that he should do it in that spot, because we just had discussed the principle before. Ein mavirin al mitzvos. Ein mavirin al mitzvos tells me, wherever you are pogea tchila, wherever you are first, that's when you do it. Do the next mitzvah, wherever you are first. So mehechi tesi that he would ever move. I really need v'tir of kicho a drasha to teach this to me. So it's a din of ein mavirin al mitzvos that would teach it to me. So the Shmuz Chaim is mitaret that the Gemara doesn't bring Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos, because there is a shita of Tosfos in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph here in Maseches Yuma where Tosfos says Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos only if you're going to do two mitzvos and you have to choose which one is coming first. That's where we apply Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. Don't bypass option one in order to go do option two. But if you're doing one mitzvah, it's just a question, am I doing it here or am I taking a step over and doing it there? So then there's no application of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. So certainly according to Tosfos, this is not a kasha. Then the Gemara couldn't use Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos because the Hazaz Adam is only going to happen once. It's not that there are two separate mitzvahs. It's just a question of, do you do it on the northern side, on the southern side? So that wouldn't apply in Mavirin al mitzvahs. Also, he says that there could be a nafkamina, whether the reason is because of Ein Mavirin, or the reason is Gzeres HaKasuv. Because what if he doesn't do it exactly where he's supposed to do it? What if he bypasses, he takes a step over, and he's now standing at the other side? So if you say Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs, you wouldn't tell him to go back. Now he's standing at the other side, so let him do where he's doing right, where he's standing right now. But if the reason is that there's a special drasha vitiyar of vikitcho, so then you tell him to go back. You have to go apply it to the correct makom on the mizbeach. Shiari dam yishovik alisoma ravisham mizbeach achitzon. So we said the shiari adam, the leftover blood, he would pour into the yisod ma'aravi of the mizbeach achitzon. Damar kravas kol dam hapar yishpoch. Why the Yisod Ma'aravi? Because that's what he would encounter first when he came out of the Heichal. The part of the Mizbech that he would see first is the western part of the Mizbech, which is obviously closest to the Heichal, because again, as you go further in to areas of greater Kedusha, you're going from east to west. So the western side of the Mizbech is the first thing that he saw when he came out from the Heichal. Any leftover dam from blood that was supposed to be put on the Mizbech Chitzon, that he would put in the southern Yisod of the Mizbech. Tanra ban Yisod HaMizbech, Zay Yisod Dromis. Yisod HaMizbech means the southern Yisod. Atom Yisod Dromis, Reinal Yisod Maravis. How do we know? Maybe it means Yisod Maravis. Maybe it means the western Yisod. Amrit Yilmig Diridasso Min HaKevesh, Liyitziyasso Min HaHechal. We connect his coming down from the ramp of the Mizbech to his leaving the Hechal. Meaning, when he has blood that he applied on the Mizbech HaChitzon, so now he comes down the ramp of the Mizbech and he has to pour the Shirayim into the Yisod. When he had blood that he applied in the Heichal, in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he comes outside with the blood and he has to pour it into the Yisod. So, my Yitzias Min Heichal B'Samachlo, just like when he comes out of the Heichal, he puts it in the hole in the Yisod of the Mizbeach that's closest to him, which is the western Yisod, Vezeze Yisod Maravi, Afir Yidasa Min HaKevesh, B'Samachlo, Vezeze Yisod Dromi. So too, when he comes down the ramp, and the ramp was on the southern side of the Mizbeach. So when he's coming down the ramp, he's coming down toward the south. So the first Yisod he's going to see when he comes down the ramp is the southern Yisod of the Mizbech. So it should be besamachlo. Meaning it's not that we have a different din of the shirayim of the blood from the inside and the shirayim of the blood from the outside. It's the same din. The din is besamachlo. The first Yisod you see. It's just that when you're coming from the inside, the first one you see is the western one. When you come from the outside, the first one you see is the southern one. So that's it's all the same din. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Lomar, Zevizah, Yisod Ma'aravi. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you always apply it to the Yisod Ma'aravi. You always pour the blood in the western Yisod. Rabbi Shimon, Yechai, Lomar, Zevizah, Yisod Dromi. And no, you always apply it to the southern Yisod, even when you're bringing the blood from Lefnim. So Bishlam, Rabbi Shmuel, I understand why Rabbi Shmuel wants to say everything is Yisod Ma'aravi, Yilmot Sasami Mefurish. So we learn out that which it doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk, the blood from the outside doesn't say which Yisod it is, from that which is Mefurish, the Dam of the Pnimi, it doesn't say exactly Mufurish, but it says El Yisod Mizbech Asher Pesach Ol Moed. So which is the Yisod that's El Pesach Ol Moed that you first encounter by the Pesach Ol Moed? That's the Yisod Ma'aravi. So you say, so since the Pasuk tells me by the Dam HaPnimi that you pour it in the Yisod Ma'aravi, and it doesn't tell me anything about the Dam from the Chitzon, so it must be that it's the same place. El Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, my time, but why did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai say that you always pour it into the southern Yisod? Where does that come from? Some Rav Ashi kasavar pischa bedarum kai. He thinks that when you come out of the Heichal, the first place that you see is actually the southern Yisod, because he places the Mizbeach further north in the Azara. If the Mizbeach is further north, so then the first thing that you see when you come out of the doorway is the southern part of the Mizbeach. So Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, B'Debei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Zevzei Yisod Dromis, V'Simenayich Meshchua Gavri LeGavra. The Debei Rabbi Shmuel said that in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that it was always placed on the Yisod Dromis, and the Simon to remember is that the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon pulled over Rabbi Yishmael to their shita, meaning that they said that Rabbi Shmuel holds like us, so they managed to drag him over to their shita. But at the end of the day, there are three opinions as to where we pour the dam, the shiyare adam of the different karbanos. The opinion of our Mishnah and that the Gemara started with is that it depends which dam, that it's always besamachlo. So the dam from the inside you pour in the yisod maravi, the dam from the outside you pour in the yisod drami. Then we have a second opinion that everything's in yisod maravi, because that's more explicit in the pasuk in Yom Tzasimin Amufurish. That was Rabbi Shmuel's original opinion. And then we have the end opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, the opinion of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon, that says that no, you always pour in yisod dromi because the mizbeach was further north in the Zara, and therefore since the mizbeach is further north, when you come out of the Eichel, that part of the mizbeach is what the southern part of the mizbeach is what you see first. So the Mishnah had said all the blood gets mixed in the drainage system in the Beis Hamikdash and goes out to Nachal Kidron, where it is sold as fertilizer, etc. So Tana Rabbanan, we have a brayso as follows: Malin b'dam divrei Meir Rabbi Shimon. Meir Rabbi Shimon hold that there is a violation of meila on blood of korbanos. The Chum from Ein Malin Ben. The Chum say there's no violation of meila when one gets hana from the blood of korbanos. Ad kan lo pligi elam midrabbanan. This whole machlokas is only whether there's mi'ila midrabanan. But mi'ila midaraisa, everyone agrees, there's definitely no mi'ila. So minani mili, where does everyone get that idea that there's no mi'ila midaraisa on blood of karbanos? So Amar Ula Amar Kra, so Ula says Pasuk, Lachem. Pasuk says Lachem, which means Shalachem Yehi, that you're allowed to use it. So we see that it's not Mi'il, there's not going to be Mi'il, Midaraisa. Tiber Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Lechaper, Lekapara Nesata Velo Lemi'ila, that blood is to achieve Kapara, but it's not for Mi'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, third opinion, Amar Kra, Hu, Lefne Kapara, Kela Achar Kapara. The blood before Kapara and after Kapara is the same status. Mala Achar Kapara in Bo Mi'ila, just like after Kapara there's no Mi'ila. So to before kapara, there's no mi'ila on a daraisa level. Meaning this whole discussion that there's no mi'ila midaraisa, but there is mi'ila midrabanan, is before kapara was achieved, before you did the zrika sadam. Once you've already done zrika sadam, then everyone agrees that there's not even mi'ila midrabanan. Once it goes to Nachal Kidron, it's not a violation of mi'ila. They give it to the gananan. They allow it to be used as fertilizer. So that's for sure. After kapara, there's definitely no mi'ila. The question is, what's the din? Lefnei kapara, is there mi'ila midaraisa, or is there only mi'ila midrabanan? So says Gemara, ve'im alachar kapara kelefnei kapara. Maybe we should make the connection in the reverse and say that the din of the blood after kapara should have the same din as the blood before kapara. Ma lefnei kapara yesh bo mi'ila, af lachar kapara yesh bo mi'ila. So we should say that just like lefnei kapara, it definitely is subject to mi'ila, so to after kapara should still be subject to mi'ila, and then our Mishnah should be wrong. You shouldn't be allowed to use it as fertilizer. Says Gemara, in l'chadav shenasas mitzvaso u'ma'olim bo. Now we have a rule that anytime it's not mitzvaso, anytime you have anything that the mitzvah is already done with it, that whatever you had to do, whatever avodah you had to do with it is done, there can't be any more mi'ila. Tosfos raises several issues over here. We're not going to have time for all of them, but one of the issues Tosfos raises is that there's a Gemara mi'ila dafid bezim beiz that says that by a person who's makiz dam behemas kachim, who does bloodletting on an animal of kachim, that the din is that there's mi'ila on that dam. So you see that there's mi'ila on dam lefnei kapara. So how could the Gemara suggest to say that just like la'achar kapara there's no mi'ila, so to lefnei kapara there's no mi'ila? It's beferish in the Gemara that there is mi'ila even lefnei kapara. So Tos says no, there's a big difference between lefnei kapara, before you do the zrika sadam, and before you even shechted the animal. He says before you shechted the animal, it's not even a bar kapara yet. It's not even an omed the kapara yet. So after shechitas behema, that's what we're referring to as lefnei kapara. And the Gemara Sari explains that the miud of dam kachim from mi'ila, that which we say that dam kachim is not subject to mi'ila midaraisa, is dafka the dam nefesh that the pasuk is talking about. The dam nefesh is what we use for the kapara. But if it's dam tamtzis, it's just dam blood, circulatory blood in the animal. It's not dam nefesh. It's not the dam that that the animal died with. So then, for sure, there's it's going to be just like the rest of the animal, and of course, it's subject to me'ila, just like the rest of the animal is subject to me'ila. Okay, we'll stop there, but we'll pick up this rule of Ein Lecha Davar Shenasa M'Sasa tomorrow.